letter. This is letter in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 4, and this is 867. This is also dated on the 17th day of Tevis in the year Tovshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. And this is the Rebbe is sending this letter to Aaron HaKohen. And the Rebbe says that your brother, our friend, mutual friend, who a businessman does things runs a decent business. His name is Yaakov HaKohen. And this must be Rabbi Yaakov Katz. It must be because he was a supporter from the way beginning for the Rebbe and the previous Rebbe still. So they have passed along your check. And there's actually a number over here, but I can't hardly make it out. It has 100100, so I'm not sure what it means over here with a mark of the... And that check also was sent for the Rebbe's discretion to distribute. And the Rebbe says, I had divided it into four parts. One is maimed. Maimed, those are for support of the needs of the Rebbe. Other one is the work that we do in Africa. And the there is the quiet, the Lishkas Chashoyin, and as the Rebbe wrote in other letters, there were some people that it was necessary to do it in a quiet, respectful way to give them the charity that they needed without having these people publicized. It's like a discretionary fund that, and also for the work of Merkaz Linyonei Chinuch, and you all will be receiving the receipts together with this letter. As far as Rebbe says, I don't have to tell you about Maimed, the support for the home of the Rebbe, and Merkaz Linyonei Chinuch, the central organization for education, and also Lishkas Chashoyin. I don't have to write to you about, because for sure you are familiar with their work. But the Rebbe says, I want to here stop for a minute on the new aspect of the work that we do in Africa. I'm sure you would be, the Rebbe's talking about Morocco, Tunisia, other places that,
In,
there are Jews. Yeah,
yeah. Another Jews in Africa.
Yeah.
It's before the magic.
I would, certainly you would be happy to be acquainted with what's going on over there. Rebbe says, several weeks before the passing from my father-in-law, the Rebbe Harenek Paras Mishkovi, when we were discussing about the work of Merkaz Linyonei Chinuch, the work of the Central Organization for Education, through the Lishkas HaPleitim in Europe, those were the, joint and the other Jewish agency, I'm not sure exactly. So, but my father-in-law, he told me as follows. Since that in North Africa, there is, a large community of Jews, and there's many boys and girls, may they multiply, and since there is people there are very poor, they're very... unfortunately, the need is tremendous over there. So the Rebbe says, it seems to me that the most kids over there cannot really receive an education. They're all God-fearing, they fear heaven totally, but they can't afford an education. So we need to start to work over there, especially that the cost of living over there is relatively cheap, and with small money you can accomplish big things. And it goes without saying, big things, just to saving one life is like saving a whole world.
Hillel said that.
What?
Hillel said that.
Yeah. So, Rebbe said, paraphrases it. So what we can accomplish with a couple of bucks to save lives. You know, that's the greatest thing, more than just big things, all worlds. So the Rebbe said, based on this principle and the directives of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, we immediately begin to investigate what this situation in North Africa is. And beginning with the summer, we send over there a representative to acquaint himself with the situation on in place over there. And in the middle of the summer, we traveled to there, our representative, and he began the work, our work, to prepare the territory there, organize educational institution which should be fitting for that country, etc., and similar things. And our representative finds himself still there, and he leads the work there in a permanent way. It's self-understood that this work is being disrupted or being
interfered
with because of the lack of money. There's not enough funds. And the heart aches, pains even more when you think about it, that with a few bucks, a few dollars, we could accomplish so much more. As for example, the education from one child for a month cost around $8 or $9 in the yeshiva.
Oh, yeah,
and it cost $1 or $1.50 in the Talmud Torah. And that includes the expense for a teacher of paying for the rent, and to feed them once or twice a day. So notwithstanding on the limitations and the lack of money, but remembering the instruction from my father-in-law, Harini Kaporos Shukavai, so we had made various kinds of loans. And as it's known, we already have there a school for teachers, teachers to prepare teachers that were born over there, locals, so the children shouldn't have difficulty with the language. They should be able to speak with them. We also have a yeshiva gedola for the older ones, and a yeshiva katana for the younger ones, a small yeshiva, Talmud Torah for boys, Talmud Torah for girls. We have evening classes for people that work, and people that are hired out that are occupied during the daytime. There's also a discussion now about opening up an entire network of Talmud Torahs in 20 or to 30 cities in North Africa.
You know, Rabbi, this is before they were taken over to Israel on the magic
in
1950.
All institutions that we founded, and those that we will, Mitz Hashem, with God's help, to found, carry the general name Ole Yosef Yitzchak Lubavitch. And we see on every step, and every step of the way, that how this work is going, please God, with great success. And as the Rebbe, my father-in-law, leads it even today. So for sure, we will all benefit from the great merit from participating in the work, and we will do our obligation with Hashem's help. I hope that by you, everything is going okay. I ask you to send greeting to Mr. Yitzchak Spalter. I responded to his letter several days ago. And also to your butcher, Mr. Rifkin Shichia. I hope to hear from you good news with blessings. And the Rebbe adds over here, he says, I am also adding here the publication that appeared for the ninth day of Tevis. That was the day that we finished the 11 months after the passing. And I also added the letter which has a connection to this pamphlet.
Thank you. the 11 months of his, for his father-in-law. I thought his father-in-law was still alive.
I'm sorry, what?
The 11 months had ended for his father-in-law.
That's right, And, okay, so this is after the 11th month, and so here you see, it's the Rebbe is not only teaching, not only guiding, not only answering, also doing the ask, also doing the solicitations to get the people to help, and but the way the Rebbe puts it, for $1 or $1.50, you can have a yeshiva kid in the yeshiva. So what, you know, chaval it is not to do that, and... just because of lack of funds, but...